When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELDWEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low-maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELDWEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. There was this time in my life where little Joey was in a relationship. Well, I mean, I am now, but there was a time when I was confused in one. And I get a lot of messages and I get a lot of DMs for people confused about their love, for you guys being so in love with somebody and you don't know if they love you. For some people, I get the messages saying that they don't know if they love their partner, that the love that they had for them slowly went away. And I wanted to hop on podcast and just quickly talk about this before this thought in my mind gets lost. So for those that are new here, my name is Joey Kidney, and you're listening to the Happy Times Podcast, a podcast where, well, sometimes we talk about the dark times in order to get to the happy ones. We work on ourselves. We talk about the things that people are a little bit too scared to talk about every now and then. And this is a podcast that is a conversation between you and me, even if you're not sitting in front of me right now. It is not something that is scripted. It is not something that I have been planning to say. This is just a thought in my mind as if we are two best friends sitting down chatting. So if you do enjoy it, please remember to leave a review. It helps a ton and it allows me to keep doing what I love to do. And that's talk to you, even though you're not in front of me right now. So confusing love. It shouldn't be. I'm going to keep this podcast short and sweet because this is something that you deserve. You're confused. You're in a relationship. And or even you're not in a relationship. If you're not in one and you're trying to find love and you think you found the person, I'm here to try to help you the best that I can. I guess for my repertoire, I've been in a few relationships myself and I am currently in one for 3 years. Sorry, I had to think about that a little bit. Hopefully she's not listening to this. But I'm happily in a relationship right now for the past 3 years. And like I said, I'm very happy. But in the past, I've been in relationships where I wasn't. And there's going to be times where relationships are tough. There's not a moment where I'm not saying that relationships aren't tough. Okay? They are. They're a lot of hard work. They're a lot of effort. They're a lot of sacrifice in relationships. And I think that's kind of what makes them beautiful, is that you're willing to give up something in your life to please somebody else or to fulfill somebody else or to make their quality of life better, which affects yours as well. And that's to grow a family together and whatnot. Even if you don't have kids, like, you are the family. And so when we are a little bit lost in this love, and I've talked about this many, many times on the podcast, but oftentimes when we fall in love with somebody else, we lose ourselves in them. And then when they leave, we lose a part of ourselves. It goes with them. And that's a hard thing to watch. And that's a hard thing to feel. And it's even harder when you're still in love with them. When you don't see that things are going wrong, you're like, I don't get it. I thought we were in love. I thought we were on the same page. That's a hard thing to go through. And that's something that I've gone through. And it was a very, very difficult time in my life. But I'm happy to say that it's helped me grow. It definitely gave me my fair amount of trauma, but it allowed me to understand that just because people say things, actions mean a lot more than words. Anybody can tell you that they love you. Not everybody can show it. And I think that's where it's really valuable. So I have 4 points for you today. Like I said, easy, simple, 4 points. If you are confused in love, whether you're in a relationship, whether you're seeking out one, whether you just have a crush, if you are confused, I'm here to tell you that love is not confusing. Now, there's me saying it is not hard. It is a very difficult thing, but it's not confusing. Because your love for someone is a feeling that only you can understand. It's not for anyone else. You can't go to your best friend and be like, well, I think I like them because of this and this and this. You're never, ever, ever, ever going to be able to explain the entirety of your feelings to this person in order for them to make this professional answer, whatever. It's not going to work. Because you know how you feel. And it's not in your head, it's in your gut. It's not in your heart. Your heart doesn't have feelings. It's just there beating. Your gut. Go with your gut. So it's not confusing. And if you are confused, then I think that tells you something. Now, number two. If their name popped into your head as you were watching this, or listening to this, actually, then this is a good sign. This means that they're on your mind. This doesn't mean that if it's confusing and their name popped in your head, then everything's all picture perfect. No, there's still some issues there. There's still some things to dig under. But the fact that someone's name popped into your mind means that you're thinking about them. And I think that's very sweet, and I think that's very kind of you. And I think that's a little bit of love, if not lust, right? But it does not say that they feel the same way about you. And I think that's a harsh thing, right? When we fall in love with somebody, we're like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm in love, so they got to be in love. It's the right thing to do. It's the nice thing to do. Love isn't, you know, it's not that hard. I love you. You're supposed to love me. It is hard. It is hard because there's a lot of people that don't listen to their emotions, don't listen to their own feelings, and they're only living life off of their friends or the validation of others. This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes. That's what I'm here to tell you today, is that you need to listen to yourself, because no one will understand you fully. And I hope that doesn't make anyone feel alone, because you're not. But your thoughts and your emotions and your feelings are more valid than anyone else's in your life. Now let's go on to number three. You're going to know that you're in love if you listen when they speak. Now that is something that we were taught as kids. Like, this is something that we should be doing, right? Like, your teacher's talking, you should be listening. Should. The key word there is should. I was a kid that when I had to listen to something, if somebody told me, you have to pay attention to this, you have to read this thing, you have to listen to this person, oh my goodness, in one ear, out the other. There was no way. I was not interested because I was told that I had to be doing something. And maybe that's not the best example for love, but it's an example that just because we're listening doesn't mean we're hearing, right? So it is one thing to hear someone, but it's another to care to hear them. So when we were in school, this is just the best example that I have. When I was in school, I didn't care because I was told that I had to do something. There was no interest. I wasn't like, oh, I really want to listen to this. No, I was like, oh, I guess I have to listen to this, right? So when we have to listen to something, we're not actually listening. We're just sitting there, right? But if you find yourself wanting to hear about somebody's day, then I think that's a good sign that you have feelings, you care for them, that you're in love. But again, it might not be reciprocated. But you are in love, and that's an amazing feeling. So don't let it go. Don't think that, okay, just because somebody else is in love with me, that this feeling is purely based off them and I can't take anything from it. No, being in love is an amazing feeling. It allows you to discover a whole new part of yourself. And being in love is not just about two people. It's about you. It's about you connecting with your body and your mind and getting fucking excited about life and hearing about somebody's day. And if you're excited about that, then I think you're in a great spot. And it's sometimes beautifully painful if they don't love you back, but I think it's oh so worth it. So let's go on to number four. The way that you know that you're in love with somebody, and I guess the way that you know that somebody's in love with you, is if a challenge comes your way, your first thought is not to leave. It's not to give up. It's not to take the door that's just right there and take the easy way out. That'd be leaving for convenience. But your first thought is to figure out the result. How do we get to where we need to go? That no matter what, you're going to figure it out together. Because life without them is just non-existent. And it's non-existent in your mind. And so if the four things that I mentioned, that love isn't confusing, that if their name pops in your head when listening to me speak about this right now, that if you actually listen when they speak and care to listen, and that if a challenge comes your way, you're there to work through it no matter what, then I'm happy to say that I think you're in a great spot in love for yourself, right? Obviously, I can't speak about the person that's not listening to this. But for those that are confused, it shouldn't be confusing. And I think you want to explore that feeling. Because love's a lot better when you actually start to listen and care to listen to it. And it's not just about love from somebody else, but it's about the love that you're feeling for yourself. Right? Because at the end of the day, if you're in a relationship or if you're seeking out one and you're expecting a certain amount of love in return, and it's not even making you feel any love at all, but you feel like, okay, well, I'm giving it, so I should be receiving it. Why do I not feel it? A lot of us push that feeling aside. And if you're in a relationship and you're not feeling loved, say it. It's a hard thing to say, and it's even a harder thing to hear. But it can make all the difference. And that's it, guys. That's all I have for you today. That's it. That's it. That's all. The reason why I'm making these podcasts in this kind of style is because I want to start giving more of my personal advice and my personal experiences, because I just finished my third book, which is a sequel on What's the Rush. And so that'll be coming out later this year and or maybe this summer. I don't really know yet. And I wrote it over the course of 3 to 4 years. And it's just about what I felt going through personal experiences and things that I wanted to share for all of you to be able to relate and to learn from, you know, my mistakes and my experiences, my happy moments and everything, and for you to understand that you are not alone, right? The biggest and the hardest thing about all of this, the hardest thing about love, breakups, you know, loss, grief, everything, is that we feel alone. And there's a big difference between feeling alone and feeling lonely. And I want you to feel that when you listen to this podcast, that I'm here right with you. So I appreciate every single one of you for listening. And if you listen this far, just send me a heart on Instagram. DM me a little heart. That'll just let me know. But thank you very much. And I will catch you in the next one.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.